This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Martini, the latest thing is a couple bit of news. Number one, I heard back from GlaxoSmithKline. They're showing some early signs that they're interested in my oral EduCap. I also talked to Dr. Ralston, who's a friend of John W. Spring, who is working with some attorneys. We're trying to put together some injunctions. They're going to deal with three aspects of the vaccine. First is that these are not vaccines. Number one, they're chemo shots, they're chemotherapy. They modify people permanently and make them genetically modified people and cause a serious harm and disease and death. Number two, they did not do any animal studies which are necessary for any COVID vaccine development. And number three, they have no forensic data collection to actually analyze the effect of the vaccine and the cause of death or side effects from the process. There's no data. There's no database that anybody can log into and say, I got into the database, this is what I found, either autopsy reports, lab results are independently analyzed, etc. In fact, when I talked to Bill Singh, he's not going to try to create my, he wanted to get money, he's not trying to create my EduCap. He said it was going to take a Sigma-1 protein mRNA and make an oral capsule, which is not even the Lonza capsule I have, which is a patented technology, and he's going to try to think that this will work. And he thinks that it'll develop T-cell immunity. I said, there's no evidence of that. He said, which lab are you going to use? He said, I'm going to do the test myself. I said, you have to use an independent lab, so it's actually validated by an independent laboratory outside your own office. So, I'm not going to support them. And I'm going to be talking to Dr. Dan Royal that these people, you know, you can't be arrogant when you're doing science. You have to do it in a way that can be analyzed by other doctors independently. And you have to have something that's reproducible using scientific protocols, right?
All right.
Now, we see the same thing going on with aspartame. Aspartame was originally rejected for 13 years. You've talked about this many years over the last 20 years that you've been on my show. But then yet with Donald Rumsfeld, that's what we call Rumsfeld disease, he got it approved even though originally the first aspartame was actually developed as a genotoxic agent that would sterilize pregnant women and they're working in the work camps in Nazi Germany. So it was basically designed to actually prevent pregnancy and to cause harm to the people in a way that would cause them to be functionally sterile. You know that, right?
Yes, I even have the letter from someone that was in Germany when the Berlin Wall came down and actually read the aspartame file, and it happened to mention infertility and it would be good for depopulation. So
right.
I actually got some records about it, yes.
Yeah, now Bill Gates presented in 2015 up to 2017 various TED conferences, specifically stating that his vaccines could reduce the world population by 15%, which might, quote, save the Earth from global warming caused by too many people, which is a bold lie. So these people, are snake people, and there's no scientific basis for what he's saying there. In fact, I'm a member of Greenpeace. Over 50 years ago, one of the founding members of the largest environmental agency in the world, and I was an oceanographer before I went into medicine. So we hear these yahoos. When you look at Mount Erebus in Antarctica, it generates 50,000 times more so-called greenhouse gases, but the biggest greenhouse gas is simply water vapor. And what's amazing to me, these morons talk about things when they're putting out toxic chemicals. We should be recycling everything. Everything, for example, give an example. Let me give you, I'm going to give you a vision of a future, let's say, city, 2050 city, designed by Dr. Deagle and Dr. Cahill and our cohorts. And when you look from space, you'll see a series of what looks like trees. No city is larger than 50,000. Any vehicle you have has to stop at the outskirts of the city. You come in on a monorail or a moving sidewalk. There's no trucks to come in. Everywhere you walk when you go outside your door is green. Green flowers, green plants, green trees. There are open spaces. There's areas that are fenced off so that we can have buffalo or cattle and so in between the cities. But if you look from space, it looks like the branches of a tree, and each one city would look like a leaf. There's no such thing as toxic chemicals and so on. You can have a coal-fired generator and so on underground because they don't generate pollution. But you'll have nuclear fusion reactors, and we have what's called Tesla's lightning spike technology. So it drives a spike of electrical energy as a lightning bolt to the sky and then pulls it down to the capacitor to power these little small, what I call leaf cities. And this may even make very livable cities where people have lots of green space, lots of ability to manufacture things. If you want to build something, instead of necessarily building it, you actually order in the specific micro pellets of specific plastics, metals, or other things, and you have a 3D assembler in a garage or in a particular area of the buildings. They can actually do a 3D assembly of whatever you need, whether it's a piece of part for a machine or your car or truck, or even a microchip or some 3D thing you need to build. In other words, 3D manufacturing can occur on site. You don't have to have it moved in by a factory, right? You actually, everything's recycled. There'd be underground tubes. So anything you have would be recycled and sent to an underground tube to a micro pellet station. And then when you request something, they send it back to you so that you can assemble it. Now, if you do manufacture things, you don't have to have trucks and so on. You can have air tubes move it. And you can have monorail move things in, and you can also have all the service, but everything would be basically open, and people get fresh air, sunlight, and be able to in contact. Because the biggest problem for our society, we don't have physical contact with each other and with nature. And as a result, people are sick. For example, the seniors are sick because they don't get outside. If they simply could be wheeled outside and get so much sunlight and took antioxidants and vitamin zinc, they probably wouldn't be dying from these viruses. So my idea of a city, not only that, we're moving toward what's called life extension technology, where physical aging caused by cancer and disease and organ deterioration is going to be a thing of the past. We're probably no more than maybe, I would think, 5 years, maybe longer than 10, but most likely no more than 5. Which means by about 2025, 2026, with my technology, which other doctors and I are working on, physical aging will cease. You'll die from stupidity, like selfies, or driving too fast, or falling off a building, or having a war, or voting for demon rats, Democrats that want to make you eat bug meat, you know, bug carcasses that are now called meat. But you won't be dying of aging. In other words, the globalists are freaked out by this because they don't want people that are living 2, 3, 4, 5, and 10 centuries. That have paid off their national debt and own their home and start volunteering for around the world to do good things. And also people wouldn't be violent because the only way you die wouldn't be disease, it would be violence and stupidity, right?
Well, you're right about that. I was just looking at a report that just came in, and it says 3,964 dead, COVID, also, 162,610 injuries through March 13th.
Is that one of the videos you sent me? I'm just trying to think because maybe I should put that one up here.
Well, I just got it this minute. I can send it to you. But the thing about it is many physicians have said the flu is worse than the coronavirus, and people are signing up for it without any knowledge of these horrible injuries and the clots and people being paralyzed and things that's so unnecessary that this is what they're having to do to cover it up. I mean, they had to use people who died from other things so that they would have a reason to even have a vaccine.
Right.
So it's just pitiful, and it's just people going off a cliff and being slaughtered. But these kind of reports are coming in, you know, every few minutes all day long. I was out, and I came back, and there were like, 10 of them. And it's just, the people just don't know about it. And
You mean there are reports of death, me?
Yeah.
Like LeVar's report, right from the CDC itself. And they can take that number, according to Dr. Tenpenny, and add zeros. In other words, if they say 10,000, add another zero to make 100,000 or a million. So, for example, the one, LeVar's report here, as of, I think, just like last couple of days, is up to 2,050 deaths and 77,095 serious injuries between December 14th and March 19th. Right? And that number, by the way, you know, is much bigger than that, but they're willing to report.
Well, that's just it. You know, it's just like CDC says, we get 5 or 10%. You know, so that you never really know how many people that's not even a vaccine is affecting. How many of them are dying?
Yeah, I've got the virus death rate related to the information right here. That's interesting.
Anyway, I'm just sending you this report.
Yeah, send me that report.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin and genetically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Vaccine adverse drug reactions. This is from Europe. 3,964 dead, 162,610 injuries through March 13th, COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, Moderna, CX024414, COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, Pfizer, BioNTech, and COVID vaccine, AstraZeneca. Wow. I mean, these are the three biggies that are out there, right?
Oh, and we have, three of them, and another one just came in.
And said this website was launched by the European Medicines Agency in 2012 to provide public reports of suspected side effects, also known as suspected adverse reactions. Now, what's going on, they didn't have a vaccine court like they have in America, so they can't suppress it. So this website is a European website with data from there, and the data is really mind-boggling. 20 nations have actually blocked the AstraZeneca vaccine alone, let alone the other ones that I think they're blocking as well.
Yeah. So I think I forwarded this to Dr. Betty Martini yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. And so I have the picture up there on the screen right now, actually, so people can see that. Dr. Betty, I think the solutions are really simple. I'm going to repeat what we said yesterday. Number one, we need to have injunctions against the vaccine companies and make the CEOs legally responsible so we can sue them. We also need a pro se litigant course before people go to middle school or to high school, so that everybody in whatever nation can apply legal actions against your politicians and corporations about anything, any issue you have. Secondly, we need to have people prep up. Don't rely on the government to rescue you if a disaster strikes, whether it's a major storm or like they had in Texas, which is basically the federal government allowed them to use advanced scalar technology to hit Texas with a superstorm in the middle of the end of the winter. And that storm, by the way, hit them while they actually took a week before they actually allowed them to reactivate power supplied to the people. So they did it on purpose. The federal government actually took an entire week before they actually reactivated power. And they had shut down 136 coal-fired generators, which if they had them up, they would have had the backup. Even then, they didn't harden what's called the wind vanes for the wind power generation or the gas lines. You have to harden those. You're going to have gas lines can freeze. So even though it doesn't happen very often, normally even in Texas, every 5, 10, or 20 years, you're going to have a major superstorm bringing cold enough weather, it's going to freeze your gas lines. But they didn't have any backup. That's why so much stuff happened. Well, same thing goes with vaccines. These are going to cause a lot of death and destruction. It's my guess that the number of people that are going to die from the vaccines compared to the number from the virus will be between 1,000 and 10,000 times more people are going to die from the vaccines compared to the virus. Not good.
Yes. Isn't that incredible? And I've just gotten in another one. I mean, they're coming in so fast. And this is CDC lying about what's going on. But right. That's the problem. You're constantly having to go behind some of these agencies so that you can show them that they're just trying to get more people to, they can talk into taking the vaccination. It's
right.
But anyway.
Well, I got to listen to the COVID mRNA vaccine, Pfizer, BioNTech. 7,604 blood and lymphatic system disorders, 4,636 cardiac disorders, including 276 deaths, 22 congenital familial genetic disorders, 2 deaths, ear and labyrinth disorders, endocrine disorders, eye disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, 125 deaths, general disorders, administration of site conditions, 957 deaths. Hepatobiliary disorders, that means liver and bile and gallbladder disorders, 12 deaths. Immune system disorders, 11 deaths. Infections and infection infestations, including 275 deaths. Injury, poisoning, and procedural complications, 32 deaths. And investigations, it's called INCLE included. In other words, it's other causes, 111 deaths. Musculoskeletal and connective tissue disorders, 22 deaths. Neoplasms, benign, malignant, and unspecified, 3 deaths. And 44,993 nervous system disorders, 185 deaths. Wow. So you look at these lists, you realize this is a sneaky bug that's going to happen. So, and because it's often a number of months that's going to happen between the time when you get the virus vaccine and the time when it actually comes home and gets you, you could be waiting 6 months or 2 years before all of a sudden you get a recall phenomenon that kills you. Right?
Interesting that one of these emails coming in is them covering up the anaphylactic reactions afterwards, saying this is just normal. And then another one came in from the defender saying 68-year-old dies after anaphylactic reaction to COVID vaccine, continues to ignore inquiry into increasing number of deaths. So they're trying to say, don't worry if you go into anaphylactic shock. And then they keep, you keep getting death after death after death of people having reactions.
The two things that are being said that are inappropriate that really don't make sense is, number one, they say that the virus vaccines are going to induce a number of new strains and they're going to be a cause of massive deaths. There's no evidence that the new strains are more lethal. And the second thing, they're saying that don't take the vaccines if you had the virus within 90 to 180 days. But they're saying that even if you had asymptomatic disease and didn't even know you were sick, taking the vaccine can cause major illness and or death. Well, the tests that we use to identify people are sick is not really very sensitive or valid. So the result is they're using these as excuses when people get sick. They're saying you shouldn't have taken the vaccine because you probably had the virus.
You know,
that's how weird, that's how sneaky they are, right?
Well, yes, and the fact that you're talking about this, some of the articles coming in, is they're taking people who evidently, you know, didn't have any problem at all, and then they took the vaccine, and I think there was 3 out of 4, then tested positive for it. Like you say, the test is worthless. And that's been repeatedly reported.
Right.
And, you know, people are wondering, you know, are they giving you the virus? But these kind of type of articles come in all day long. No telling how many poisons are in this shot, but it's just...
Well, we know that 2% of the population has sensitivity in the 70s. Early 70s to pegylated ethylene glycol. Now it's over 73%. And that alone can cause autoimmune disease and inflammation, vascular disease, and cancer.
Exactly.
So then we had mRNA,
exactly.
Then we had things like other crap in there, which we probably don't even know some of the names of the chemicals that have never been tested before. So the problem is they're experimenting with a number of other adjuvants in these vaccines that we have never seen before or even tested.
Yes, and that's another report that's been coming out, that they're seeing reactions that they did not expect from the vaccine. In other words, the FDA and CDC, and they put out what could happen in autoimmune disease, but they're now saying they're seeing types of reactions.
Right.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
8. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democratic congressmen and a group of Republican senators are getting a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Former President Trump weighing in on the border crisis, telling Fox News,
"And what you're seeing now is inhumane. That's why they won't allow the press to come in. It's a horrible situation. And everyone that's seen it, nobody's seen worse. Nobody's seen anything like it. It is what they're doing now is outrageous. and they should finish the wall.
King Soopers is stepping up to help those impacted by this week's mass shooting at one of the company's locations in Boulder, Colorado. The company donating $1 million to the Colorado Healing Fund. King Soopers spokesman Kelly McGannon also saying that when you go to the grocery store, you will be able to donate at any of the grocer's check stands. That money will go to the Healing Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News. The blockage of ships at the Suez Canal continues to grow after a Taiwanian-based cargo ship got stuck in the 120-mile-long man-made waterway that connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. Concern now is that this could be disrupting the estimated 1.9 million barrels of oil per day that travel through the Suez Canal. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com. He tells USA Radio News,
if it's something that may take days or even weeks, we could be looking at crude oil flows disrupted through the Suez Canal, which would be potentially significant. Really depends on what happens to oil stocks between Europe and Asia. That's where the kink is.
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation that requires stronger voter identification requirements for absentee ballots and limits the use of ballot drop boxes. Kemp saying significant reforms in our state elections were needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition.
Now we're going to pull up the scripture. By the way, this doesn't matter if you're a Seventh-day Adventist or Jehovah's Witness or whatever. These are scriptures from the ancient book, from the Bible. And if you look, they actually give a recorded history that the name of this feast day, which actually is included in the Catholic Church, is actually pagan. The feast of Ishtar or Astar or Ashtoreth is the wife of Baal. If you actually look at the 17th York Rite of the Scottish Rite Bible, Scottish Rite, you know, Masons, there. Name of her god is Jah, or the voice or breath, the creator of all things, Baal and Osiris. And the wife of Baal is called Ashtoreth or Easter. So they had many eggs falling off her body, you know, they call her. In fact, if you actually look at the ladies in the, you know, as you enter New York City and you're coming in, you see this the statue of Libertas. It's actually the statue of Ishtar or Ashtoreth. So in other words, that's what when they look
Easter
at America. Right, in Ishtar. So in fact, when you enter America, you're entering Babylon. In fact, when people say the beast is out there, no, the beast is in our deep state, and the wealthiest, most powerful nation in history is America, run by the snake people of the Vatican and the European community, especially since World War II. And we are in 900 nations where we have our military bases, and with the Vatican controlling the International Monetary Fund. So that's when we look at the Statue of Libertas, they might as well say the Statue of Easter, or the wife of Baal, the second name otherwise for Lucifer or Satan. Isn't that interesting?
Baal.
And of course, Jeremiah pronounced Jehovah's anger over worshiping and sacrificing her. And what they did is they made. Let me explain a little story to you, okay? This is, I think you like this story. I prayed back in January 2000, which is 21 years ago, because there's only one church inviting me to speak. And you probably not you heard the story before, John. It's a church called the Church of Living Waters up in St. Paul, Minnesota. And so I flew up there on my own. I paid for my own flight. And when I arrived there, they're getting ready for they had a lot of different homemade breads and things like that. So we'd have those sort of cakes and so on. But what I did is I actually was able to give them a pronunciation of some prophecies over not only their church, but also to give them some truths. Okay. Now, what people don't understand is that what people don't understand is that when we're looking at the current world, it's run by Luciferic Satanists. So they call it other things. They've infiltrated the Christian churches everywhere. The greatest infiltration is in the Catholic Church, where they're basically high-level Jesuits run everything. In fact, our current president is a Jesuit. The guy who coronated him and a senior archbishop is a Jesuit, Donovan. And the Pope is a Jesuit as well. These are basically ancient druids. Now, when you look at this, you have to understand that the talks about Jeremiah 7:18 and says the sons are picking up sticks of wood and fathers are lighting them. Now, what I did is I told the people, I said, God, what do I say to these people when I give them a vision that gives them the vision of truth? And God said, I will take you. So he did, and I was wide awake. And the angel brought me to the ancient temple in the desert in ancient Israel, where Moses had taken the 3.5 million Hebrews, both the northern tribes and the Jews, and I could hear them speaking in Hebrew, but the God allowed me to hear the translation in English. And they had their ancient garments on, and all the men of the major tribes came to Moses and said, they basically said, please get God to stop speaking to the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of smoke by day, because our wives are really offended and are upset by that speaking, because they would rather they would accept the words of Moses if God speaks to Moses as if he's speaking for God. But they don't want to hear God directly, because they can actually hear God speak to the entire congregations of millions of Hebrews. And so Moses tore his garments and he says, I know where you're coming from, because I can hear and smell the cardamom of your wives with the ovens in the corners of your animal thatched homes, because that's what they do. They lay their rods of whatever, and then they put the animal thatched skins over them, and they actually have an oven in the side of that area to cook sweetbread with cardamom to the Queen of Heaven. And they were actually made in the shape, if they didn't have a baby born by lascivious sex with some other than their husband after 9 months and a new moon ceremony, they'd make a little boy, just like the gingerbread boys you hear about in Germany or in Austria, in the shape of little boys and girls. And they would actually take them to the Baal and to the arms of the owl, and they would burn them to ashes, either a live baby or the sweetbreads of the Queen of Heaven. And so I'm not quite finished yet, but here, let me explain. So when I said this to them, you can hear people starting to cry, and you realize that what they'd done, because you see, some people in there had not dealt with the fact that some of them had abortions. Some knew what people inside their family had done it. But they also knew that it was paganism that was infiltrating into the church. And the fact is that there's several pagan ideas. Number one, once saved, always saved. That sin can be taken away by good works by people rather than a relationship with God, because only God can take away sin. And that sin is anything other than a relationship with the Creator. And then, once saved, always saved. If you're saved and you've been baptized or whatever, you're fine, which is crap. Or that hell is a place where you have eternal punishment. Really, it's where you sleep and become basically fade into non-existence forever. And what people don't understand here, when I told them this, I said, Moses tore his garments and screamed at them and said that these men, because they were offended at the fact that God could speak to them from the fire, he says, I'm bringing judgment upon you. He said, God will speak to you in the congregation from the pillar of fire and the pillar of smoke, and you shall hear it from him, not just from me. Because they were trying to get God to speak to Moses, and then Moses would speak to them, because they didn't want to hear it into their own life. And Moses said to them, you know what he said? You don't want to hear directly from God, because he knows then he sees into your life, and the apostasy of worshiping the gods from the east and these Druid gods, the gods, as Draco Tribune called Dagon, right? The Temple of Dagon. And the fact you're creating sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven because you've had either a child you're going to sacrifice, or a sweetbread in a proxy place of a child to sacrifice to the Queen of the Heavens, which is Easter. What do you think of that?
Well, yes, and most people don't realize that those sacrificial cakes, and the symbol of them that they're using is the hot cross buns that they buy.
And, exactly.
And they have no idea that that's
right, and the same thing as gingerbread, boys and girls. It's a hot cross bun, gingerbread, boys and girls, are just kind of the modern, if you want to call it, the leavings of these ancient sins. But the problem is, you see, the sin maker and the sin taker are the same as they were in the ancient times. There's not change, it's just the ceremony seems to be more embedded into our society, so we don't see it. But that's what, isn't that an interesting story? So that's the story God gave me, and it convinced them to say, and when they heard that, they realized that Dr. Deagle, you are not just Dr. Deagle, M.D., you're a prophet of the Most High God, and you're trying to tell us to get ourselves right with God. Because right now, for years, including relatives, people have treated me with great disrespect because they say you're a nut. There's wrong with you. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And I'm telling you, I have not only the love of man for another man or woman, but when God sent me back from heaven at 8 and a half, and later 29 years ago, when He showed me the pit of eternal torment where you get basically annihilated, I realized that we need to pray for those who do evil because they're not going to have any second chances. They're not coming back. They're not going to exist. People like you know Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and George Soros and these people, they are going to cease to exist. Your relatives that don't get right with God, and good works don't separate you, go bring you back. Okay? And the thing is,
right? Is it right there in Jeremiah, the wicked will sleep, a perpetual sleep. And
exactly.
Awake.
I totally agree with you. See, believe it or not, Jehovah's Witnesses have a number of things right that most of the Christians are wrong. How's that? What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm. Well, if people would just believe what's in the Bible instead of the doctrines of men.
Yeah, right. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well. And interesting comment. Sounds like you're talking about a website and an election. Can you be more specific about what you're looking
for? The first comment that I made was about a website called patriots.win, W-I-N. And my comment about that website is that it looks like it's an okay website, but it doesn't look like Democrats are welcome on it. And there are well-intentioned, you know, Democrats. So, you know, not everybody should.
Yeah, I've never researched, so I can't make any comments. So,
well, the
most important thing I tell people, and again, I say this on the show and even in person, is dialogue. But you see, right now, and I don't refer to them as Democrats, because right now the people, my moderate Democrat friends, they're willing to now be in total disarray or shock that they thought this guy that they voted for, Biden, by the way, who didn't win the election,
I didn't vote for him, incidentally.
But here's the point is, a dialogue always solves things. That's what makes America really unique. Doesn't matter what your skin color. If we work out solutions, to give an example, we people talk about communism. I believe that you don't have a communist state. For example, rather than saying to a small business that you got to give them, say, $16 or $22 an hour, you can maybe the employer can afford $9 an hour. Well, you have the state top it up for the difference, so the person can afford decent food and an apartment. You know, health care, for example, we want to have preventive care. You want to make sure everything can be written off, so if you're actually taking care of yourself, like running your car well and taking your body well, that you can go to a preventive functional testing, and all your supplements, like right now even, if you write to the IRS and say, I'm taking a Lumen Photon or Sonic Life or these supplements from this and this and this condition, it's always been that way for years, so at least the IRS will never charge you. I want a system set up so that there's not a starving or a period of want, but I want people that work hard to be able to move forward and to be able to pass on their earnings and so on to their descendants. Because right now, we have a system of fake money. They keep on blowing it up and inflating it. It's an indirect form of taxation.
Is the Federal Reserve note?
Yeah, because it's neither Federal Reserve nor American. See, we need to move to an economic system that's basically truly American, with gold, silver, precious metals, and something that's of value. And by the way, the value isn't just metals. It can be the ability to create food, ideas, technology, whatever. And then we have a system based on something that's concrete, that can have a compound formula, that's based that it doesn't print money. For example, if Biden wants to print $100 trillion, he'll just print it, and then he'll tax the hell out of us while they collapse the economy and make us slaves. So what people need to understand is that simple. So I know you're talking about a website. Firstly, I have 3 websites. I have NutriMedical that sells our functional medicine, and we provide free consults and a rescue kit and a first-line kit. And we also are working on the EduCap now with GlaxoSmithKline, working on the first stages of that. We have Deagle Network, or Deagle-Network, which is our media site that has a video and audio. It's all free. You don't have to pay anything to see anything. And the third site is a Christian and Above Top Secret called Clay and Iron. Now, people have to understand that it covers not only Christian issues and my old books and videos, but also covers classified information you're not going to find anywhere else in Alex Jones or Mike Adams or anywhere. Now, the problem is, I want a system where everybody gets trained in pro se litigant action. We have a course called How to Win in Court. And if that course should be taught in middle school before people get to high school or go into a trade, everybody would be able to follow simple pro se litigant actions with minor fees, and you'd be able to take a legal action against an employer or a politician or a manufacturer, so you could actually get injunctions. You wouldn't necessarily have to get money, but be able to file injunctions on things, right, on what we're going to be doing. And then second thing, we need to have people prepping them. We need to make sure that people prep up for their local community and get ready. And thirdly, we need a new economic system. Right now, the churches are silent because they've been this 501c3. They thought they have this lock box on them that if they speak out, they're going to lose their tax status and they're going to go bankrupt. And so we have now in the last 50, 60 years, the churches have become silent. They're dead. They're financially dead caused by the government. Same as little black families. And 70 years ago, they were more conservative than white in the 1940s and 50s. And now, after social services and government intervening, the black families basically are single-parent mothers with kids from four or five different fathers. And they're getting checks, and they send part of their check off to their husband or their boyfriend that's in prison, right? I hear a lot of noise in the background.
One thing that I will tell you, you don't have to agree with me about this, is that, my position is that the country is, each state is a little different, but the country is seriously in need of reforming the criminal justice system, because, you don't have to agree with me about this,
But I can tell you exactly how you reform it. Let me give you the three steps. First step is, you need to identify with people that are mentally or physically or biochemically wrong. They've got an abnormal brain, and you take care of them. You treat it as an illness. Secondly, you don't let people out after so many months or years of a certain crime. You have to make sure that they're normal before you release them back into the public. Now, things that are not crimes where you have an abnormal brain, you do something less paper-wise and so on.
Do you consider cannabis possession a crime? Because we don't have cannabis legal in all states. And that's a crime I seriously disapprove of, because you can't figure out cannabis is a crime because it's an innocent plant.
Well, okay, here's a problem I have. I would not, the way you approach it is this. It's an introductory drug, but it's not one you charge. For example,
it is
personally
a gateway drug. Yeah,
it's a gateway drug. But here's the problem: you can test for anything. I'm a toxicologist, okay? And we have employers that operate equipment, and they may start off with cannabis, but then they add other things to that, or they lace it up with other things like PCP or whatever. The problem is the cannabis is just a starter, and then they throw the things on top of the cannabis. A lot of times they're contaminated. So what people don't understand, cannabis is just like, if you want something to calm you, you want a natural molecule, you don't want cannabis. Or if you want cannabis, you want it standardized so it doesn't have crap in it. The problem is we basically criminalize it, so if you possess it, and if you're black, you're more likely to go to jail. But really what we should do is make sure, number one, if you're going to get it, it's going to be clean. Number two, there's no associated things. So for example, I worked in Vancouver General. I saw people with cannabis and they had PCP on it. They come in violent as hell, trying to kill me and other staff in the emergency department of the Vancouver General or hospitals around Illinois when I worked there, or Georgia. And you got to understand that when people are on drugs, they're dangerous. And they can harm themselves.
They're uncontrollable. Don't know reality.
Right.
I understand.
Right. And the problem,
that.
I've seen people fight so hard, they've literally ripped their muscles off their bone.
I see.
The problem I see is this young man that was sick, and we had plenty of warning, and that was from in Colorado. There's lots of warning for people that I call. We don't have a drug control or a gun control law. We have a twit control problem. The guns don't kill people. Twits do. And this guy was a twit. He needed to have someone take him aside nicely, do a brain scan and find what's wrong with his brain, find what's wrong with his brain chemistry, treat him with some loving and some kindness, but also nutraceuticals. Give him, and I'm talking about drugging the hell out of him with some of the medical drugs. I'm talking about finding what's wrong with his brain chemistry and fixing it with whether it's scalar technology or stem cell therapies or whatever. And once his brain's normal, then you can release him in stages. But you don't just, because someone's finished the sentence, send him back to the community. This DA up in L.A. wants to send him back to the
community.
Right. So, more and more of our young people are disturbed by demineralized food, toxic vaccines, abnormal culture. Our culture is screwed up now. It's so screwed up that people don't, and most of the churches don't keep people hope. So when they go to any public church, whether it's Christian or not, I don't see a lot of people having a lot of hope, especially with the way the situation is last year or so with COVID virus. People are basically hopeless. And if you're starving,
okay,
or you're hungry, or you're violent, or you've already got bread chemistry, like the movie Young Frankenstein, you know, basically, you got an abnormal brain. What do you expect? I mean, my first course that I took in 1981 was with the Biosocial Research Institute in Tacoma, Washington. I started looking at brain chemistry because I'm an expert on this. I can do a brain scan and tell you, with neurotransmitter levels and everything, I can tell you why somebody, exactly why they're a psychotic criminal or a repeated criminal. It's not abnormal science. It's solid science. You can prove very quickly in a matter of a couple of fancy tests, imaging and scans and so on. What do you think, John?
You're absolutely right. And unfortunately, we have a system that is so archaic.
See, if I was involved, the criminal system would be an extension of the healthcare system.
Yes, exactly.
It would not be a criminal system. And if people did crime, they would actually be, some people need to be locked away for the rest of their lives because they're never going to be normal. We had, for example, some people that have got abnormal brains, so they should never be back in contact with the public.
And, Dr. Bill, that's what they're doing now. They're releasing these people, and there was one in the news yesterday that they got out, and he cut out the heart of the person.
Oh, my.
With potatoes and served it to the family.
Oh,
and
no.
These are just horrible.
And that's why I refer to the current leaders in our Democratic Party. I call them demon rats. They're lost it. And that's why even they're trying to get all this power by the filibuster and so on, because they know the next election, even moderate Democrats and independents are going to vote for GOP. And the GOP is going to flush the rhino full of crap politicians out, and we're going to move with a resurrection of Christian values here in America.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
PPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.